Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really interesting, a source that kind of brings health advice right back home. It's the Naija Diet Starter Guide from Diet Ninja.
Yeah, and what's really great about it, I think, is the core idea. You absolutely don't need, you know, expensive or imported stuff to eat healthy.
Exactly. It's all about using local Nigerian foods that are already around us.
The power's right there in your pantry, basically.
Right. So the guide focuses on, I think it's 10 specific foods. And it says these are key for better health, weight loss, more energy, long-term wellness.
Mm-hmm. It's about making smart choices with the food culture you already have, really simplifying things.
Okay, so let's dive into this list. They kick things off with ugu, the fluted pumpkin leaf.
Yeah, ugu. The guide highlights it's high in iron, which, you know, is great for energy levels.
Okay, iron. Makes sense.
And it also mentions something about supporting the body's natural detox processes. It suggests just adding it to soups, stir fries, that kind of thing.
Huh. The detox part is interesting. Usually you just hear about the iron. Okay, so after greens, unripe plantain.
Yes. And this one's apparently key if weight management is a goal.
How so?
Well, it's low glycemic, so it doesn't spike your blood sugar like, say, ripe plantain does.
Ah, right. Slower energy release.
Exactly. Sustained energy helps manage hunger, and you can boil it, roast it, make porridge. Pretty versatile.
Okay, got it. Blood sugar stability. Then shifting gears a bit, okra.
Fiber. The guide really emphasizes okra for fiber content.
Which is good for digestion. Feeling full.
Precisely. And again, easy to use in soups or sauces. Just get that fiber in.
Right. Fiber seems like a theme here. And speaking of feeling full, beans are next. Iwa.
Ah, yes. Beans. Crucial source of plant protein, according to the guide.
Protein's always important. Muscle health.
And satiety. Yeah. Keeping you full. They suggest things like moi moi, you know, steamed bean pudding or just a simple bean porridge.
Okay, so protein, fiber, good building blocks. What about something maybe lighter? Watermelon's on the list too.
Yeah, watermelon, mainly for hydration, obviously. And it's low calorie.
A refreshing snack then?
Pretty much. Or blended into drinks. Good for general wellness, especially when it's hot.
Makes sense. And for healthy fats. Groundnuts.
Groundnuts, yeah. Peanuts, good source of those healthy fats, plus a quick energy hit.
How do they suggest using them?
Well, as a snack or paired with pap. You know, the fermented cereal pudding.
Oh, right, pap. Which brings us to another one on the list, millet.
Exactly. Millet itself, the guide points out it's very energizing, also iron rich.
So another energy booster, like the ugu.
Kind of ties back, yeah. It's a classic breakfast as pap, or used as a swallow with stews.
Okay, we've covered quite a few plants. What about lean protein, grilled fish?
Yep, grilled fish is on there. Great heart-healthy protein.
And grilling specifically.
Yeah, the guide recommends grilling or baking. Trying to avoid, you know, heavy frying methods. Keeps it aligned with the wellness goals.
Gotcha. Almost there. Garden egg?
Garden egg. Huh? Another good fiber source. And they specifically mention it being blood sugar friendly. So again, that stable energy theme. You can eat it raw or cook it in a sauce.
Wow. Okay. So that's the 10. Ugu, unripe plantain, okra, beans, watermelon, groundnuts. Sweet potato must have been in there somewhere I missed mentioning. Grilled fish, garden egg, and millet. It really shows how everyday foods pack a punch.
Oh, sweet potato too, yes. Sorry, we skipped over that one. Also great for sustained energy, fiber, vitamins, similar benefits to unripe plantain in some ways.
Right, okay, so those 10.
Yeah.
It really builds a case for using what's available locally for, like, significant health benefits.
Exactly, no need for complexity. It's about accessibility, using what's right there.
And Diet Ninja doesn't just, you know, drop the list and leave. They encourage you to connect more.
Yeah, that community aspect seems important. They offer things like healthy meal plans based on these foods.
Oh, cool.
Wellness tips, webinars, even challenges to help you, you know, stick with it.
Nice. So if you listening are interested, how can people connect?
Well, the guide lists their website, www.dietninja.com.ng.
Okay, they're on Instagram at Diet9J. And they also give WhatsApp and an email, hello@diet9j.com.
Great. So plenty of ways to find out more.
It's just a powerful reminder, isn't it, that good health doesn't have to be imported or expensive.
It really is. Makes you think, you know, what does exploring these traditional foods, the sort of local wisdom, suggest about the potential that might be hiding in plain sight in our own food cultures, waiting to be, like, rediscovered for today's world?
Yeah.